finding the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on the talk radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're with you on this Good Friday live. It is the 6th of April, 2007.
Good night.
And oops. Let's change that. Hold on here. What I'm going to play here in a couple of minutes, right after this first break, is this fiery debate between Geraldo Rivera, real name Jerry Rivers. I don't know how that's possible because didn't Jerry Rivers' dad come from Puerto Rico? I think he did. So what did he do, convert to Jewish or something? I have no idea. But at any rate, on the O'Reilly factor, it got a little pithy. Or, I'm sorry, as Bill says, pithy. Well, it reminds me of two lawyers in a heated battle in a courtroom. And they break for lunch, and they're asking each other where they want to go to have lunch. But for a few minutes, ladies and gentlemen, it got pretty interesting. Geraldo Rivera, and what this is surrounding is the deaths of a couple of kids hit by an illegal alien down in Virginia. Now, I saw Joe Pio today on Fox News, along with some apologist attorney. And the debate is heating up once again. And I've said this repeatedly, almost ad nauseum. I'm almost sick of hearing myself say it. You know, the Minutemen, 1,000 of them are going back down on the border. And I saw this Shepard character on Fox News today say something to the effect that, well, you know, one of the guests on his program said that, well, you know, these Minutemen, yeah, they're armed, but they've never shot anybody. And they're down there on the border doing what our own government or governments should be doing. And Ohio says, hey, look, I'm out here arresting people, and if they're illegal, they're going to jail. Now, the question is what happens to him once he locks them up and puts them in his little tent city. That's another matter. But this whole thing, again, the debates are raging, and you'll hear the heated debate between Jerry Rivers, I'm sorry, Geraldo Rivera, looking for, what was that guy's, that gangster's tomb? That was the highlight of his career. He takes a slam at Lou Dobbs, too, resurrecting his dead career off of the illegal alien issue. I mean, this guy was all over the map. Jerry, let me give you a clue here. The liberal crap isn't helping, and neither is Bill O'Reilly neocon stuff working, but let's put them together here for a few minutes and let them go at it. I mean, if for nothing else, it's highly entertaining. But what I'm sensing here, folks, is it's getting pretty thick and it's getting pretty heavy. And I think the pressure is on these talking heads that are on our controlled media here. I think they're really getting hammered and they're starting to feel the pressure. And I think it's starting to show up on set on their wonderful airtime. The pithy few minutes of the O'Reilly factor when we return.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right. We are uploading files, ladies and gentlemen, for the archives, and it's been interfering with the speed that we can download on our other computers, but we stopped that momentarily so we can upload and play this clip. Now, you need to pay close attention to this because there's a lot of salient points. A lot of information is being passed back and forth. I'm not saying it's good, bad, or indifferent, but listen and judge for yourself. If I can get it to do it, it froze up again. It figures. All right, I'm going to try to... I'll upload this thing one more time. Do we have any Jeopardy music? Okay, here we go. No, that's not it. We got a commercial for Fox News here. All right. It'll be coming up here in a second. All right. Here we go.
With this on the Fallon and Balance Network, Fox News correspondent Geraldo Rivera, seen weekends at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Thank goodness.
Okay. Sanctuary cities. What do you think?
I think you have the story almost exactly wrong, my friend. I think that we're talking about drunk driving. And, you know, there were 347 drunk driving fatalities in the Commonwealth of Virginia in the year 2005. I think this may be the first drunk driving story we've done from Virginia. And the only reason it's news on the factor is because the driver was an illegal alien. What if his name was Bubba? What if his name was Buddy?
Not the
what
same
if his name
story.
Was Bobby?
Not the
it's
same
not the
story.
Same story, but still, you know, my heart goes out to those parents.
I hope so.
But really, it does. But there are 17,000 families that suffered the way those parents have.
Yes.
It's not an illegal alien story, Bill. It's a drunk driving story. And I think you owe that poor lady mayor an apology.
No.
She doesn't enforce immigration policy.
She has set up a system in her city, knowingly,
Bill,
that says the police
chief... Don't feed that. What's his name? Lou Dobbs' mom.
Lou Dobbs has regenerated his dead career
on the backs of illegal aliens. Well, let's not go there.
You listen to me.
The Minutemen are wearing guns now on the border.
You listen to me, I'll listen to you.
Are they going
to
start shooting illegal aliens?
When you enter this country illegally, number one, you have no right to be here. No right. That's the truth. And number two, when you're caught committing a crime, as this man was,
he was drunk in public twice.
Hold it.
One time he was a drunk driver with no victims.
He should have been deported the first time, and he was not. And the reason he wasn't deported...
is he didn't commit a felony.
It doesn't make any difference.
And he didn't
commit a misdemeanor.
He didn't commit a misdemeanor having to do with moral turpitude
right,
either.
So let me get this straight.
Everyone followed the law. You owe everyone an apology from the governor to the mayor down.
No, they didn't. Now, I just want to get this straight. You, Geraldo Rivera, with teenage daughters, are telling me that you are okay with somebody sneaking into the country... becoming drunk, get convicted of a DUI, and staying here. You're all right
with that. My nightmare is my daughters having anything to do with a drunk...
Let
me finish my answer. My nightmare is my daughters having anything to do with a person driving drunk. That's my nightmare.
Okay.
It could be a Jewish drunk.
But
this guy
didn't have to be here.
It could be an Irish drunk.
No.
It could be an Italian drunk.
American
crime... What the
crime,
hell difference does it make?
It makes plenty of difference.
It does not.
He doesn't have a right to be here.
He didn't commit a felony.
He doesn't have a right to be in this country.
What? But that has nothing to do with the fact that he was a drunk.
He should have been deported.
He should have been deported.
And this mayor and a police chief didn't deport him.
Listen, do you know how many people we have in jail? How many of them are illegal aliens? Illegal aliens commit crimes at a lower rate than citizens do.
This guy shouldn't have been here.
Cool your jets. That has nothing to do with illegal aliens. It has to do with drunk driving. Don't obscure
he
a tragedy to make a cheap political
if
point.
I'm the father.
It is a cheap political point.
No, it isn't.
And you know
this
it.
Is justice.
This has nothing to do
you
with that
want
poor old
anarchy.
Mayor.
You
it has
want,
nothing to do
no,
with that mayor.
You want anarchy.
No. What
you
I want
open border anarchy.
What I want is fairness. We have lured
fairness
these people.
Bull.
We have lured these
this
people.
This is the
we have lured these people
oh,
to this
yeah.
country with a promise
nobody
of jobs in a country where there is basically full domestic employment.
Right.
We have for decades lured them here.
This
and now
family,
we're starting a mob scene.
This
you're gonna
family
have, you're gonna, you're,
lured
you
no
want
one.
Your viewers to go knocking on people's door, door
no,
to door.
Bull,
are you an
bull.
Illegal? I want to take you outside and do
I
something
I want the
here.
Law enforced.
History has seen what happens when you
I
single out people
I want the law
like
enforced. And
then
you don't, Bill. You
half
don't.
Of Congress, if they had the courage, the President of the United States, if you look at what he has to say, all want reasoned immigration reform.
Then
but to
do
take
that.
This tragedy in Virginia Beach and make it about illegal aliens
is a sin.
That's a sin.
Bull. This family lured no one. This family lost their daughter and
347 drunk driving fatalities
law?
In the Commonwealth of Virginia.
We deal with
do
Americans.
We care about them?
We deal with Americans that way, and I deal with it all the time, and you know I do, with child predators and everything else.
But I back you with that, because it's a reasoned approach.
This
it
is
singles
reason.
Out the perpetrators
you
who
don't
have...
You don't let these
no,
people
No, wait,
here.
I think, let's calm down.
I'll give you the last
okay.
word. You don't
a child,
let these
a child
here.
Predator is someone with a predilection to commit an offense against the juvenile. So you go... that because of that cause and effect... effect, you go after the person who's perpetrating the offense. There's no cause and effect between his illegality and his drunkenness.
Sure there is. He's irresponsible.
The Latinos aren't more drunk than other
people. Latino bull, it's about Ramos.
It's
not Latino.
Right, I agree. And that's
he should
why,
be
if
out.
Ramos was Raminsky, would we care?
We would certainly care.
If
when
he was
he
an
broke
illegal.
The law, he'd go, he gets deported
17,000 fatalities drunk driving.
All right. How much time do we have? We have 1 minute. What are you doing on your show this weekend?
Well, thank you very much for asking.
Yeah, and let's go out and have lunch. I like the comment Geraldo made. If it was up to you, Bill O'Reilly, you'd be knocking on everybody's door, dragging the illegals out in the street and doing something to them. And Geraldo is defending Bush's policy or non-policy on immigration. Now, neither one of these jokers are going to touch this issue. You know, Geraldo's big deal is, yes, we've been luring them into the country. No, I don't think that anybody has been luring illegals into this country. We had migrant farm workers that would come up during the harvest season and harvest, and they'd take their money and they'd hit the high road and go back to Mexico. A few of them would stay around, and hence the illegal population in the South and Southwest came up a little bit. It wasn't until these people figured out that they could come across the border and nothing would happen to them. And while Geraldo is talking about invitations, and I'm not taking Bill O'Reilly's side here because I think he's just about as big a joke as Geraldo Rivera is, but Bill O'Reilly has the eyes and ears of millions of Americans that think this guy's, you know, the new type of conservative, the new conservatism in America. But we have sanctuary cities in this country that you can get banking accounts and you can get driver's licenses and you can get this, that, and the other. The H-1B visas. I mean, all of this stuff. And they constantly underreport the numbers. Shepard, on his program this afternoon on Fox News, made at least what I've heard any of these talking heads make mention to, the 10 or 11 or 12 or 13 or 14 million or however many of them are in this country. We don't know. Well, yeah, we got a pretty good handle because people like Minuteman and organizations have been down on the border. We have talked to Border Patrol agents. We've talked to supervisors. We got a pretty good idea how many illegals are in this country right now. But neither one of these characters has the guts or the intestinal fortitude to start talking about George Bush and his security and prosperity stuff, the North American Union, where they want to dissolve all the borders. Here is the simple answer. Geraldo is up there giving you a little piece to the uneducated masses out there, a little tidbit of information, and then they take that as fact. That's a Fox fact for you. Well, the fact is that these people aren't going anywhere because the president of these United States is not enforcing the law, period. So now we're going to scratch each other's eyes out because this guy named Ramos down in Virginia runs over a car and kills a couple of teenage girls. And Geraldo's point is, well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it could have been an Irishman, it could have been an Italian, it could have been a Jew, it could have been anybody. But the point of this is, was that Irish or Jew or the Catholic or whatever the heck they were they here in this country legally? So you have an illegal breaking a law. Now, evidently, this guy had been nailed once for drunk driving and had two public intoxications. So this time, he runs somebody over. Man, he kills somebody. It is becoming apparent that it's getting harder and harder for these very well paid, very well coached, very well written for, and usually pretty under control talking heads on the major medias. They're starting to lose their grip because people in this country are starting to find out things, not necessarily from these characters, but they're starting to find out the facts and the information on radio programs such as this or networks or on the internet, but they're getting their information. And I think the pressure is going back up the tube, if you will, and it's starting to hit these guys, and they're starting to lose their ratings on some of their shows. Unlike Lou Dobbs, where Mr. Rivero, or Mr. Rivers, however you want to call him, are starting to lose. Lou Dobbs, his ratings are going up. Why? Because he's talking about the North American Union. He's talking about the illegal alien issue. And Geraldo's point here is, well, this is just political crap, and this guy's resurrecting his career. Well, at least Lou Dobbs has the moxie to cover important issues that people feel that are important to them and discuss them. Now, Lou Dobbs is not a saint. Lou Dobbs makes mistakes. But Lou Dobbs himself on CNN has done more to bring national attention to this illegal alien deal than any of these characters combined. We'll take the break here. This is an open phone Friday, ladies and gentlemen. It is a good Friday. We are here live.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Boy, sometimes the gods of luck smile on you. I go outside to check the shortwave frequency, which I do repeatedly during my program just to keep tabs on it, because I know that a lot of people out there are frustrated, and we're making some changes in that, and when we do, we'll make announcements. But I'm out there, and here comes a kid walking right in front of the building, and he walks past me, and I look at him. And I said, hey, do you speak English? And he turns around and looks at me and says, no hablo inglés. Now, I've got no doubt, ladies and gentlemen, there's probably anywhere from 30 to 40 million illegals in this country right now. And the Minuteman, we'll have some people on from the Minuteman next week. They're going back down on the border. Today in the news, National Guard troops, 13,000 of them that have been rotated back to the States, been here less than a year, are going back over to Iraq, back into the hellhole of the slaughter of humanity over there, when we could use these guys on our borders now. And I've always argued that not the United States military, not the Marines, not the Army, but the National Guard. Because, and I've gotten into several arguments with constitutional experts about this, as far as posse comitatus goes, deploying troops on American soil for policing activities, I do believe, violates posse comitatus, whether it's used against illegals coming across the border or against U.S. citizens. It makes no difference to me. I don't care if they're from planet Mars and we're being invaded. Little to no difference. But yet we're going to rotate these young men back over to Iraq, back into the butcher mill over there. And I saw some fascinating poll results from soldiers today from that are in Iraq and have been in Iraq. And a little more than half of the troops over there are saying that we're in a no-win situation. We can't win this. And I'll ask the question, win what? The war on terrorism? Well, that's not Osama bin Laden land over there. That was Saddam Hussein land. Well, we got rid of that guy and did what any self-respecting invading country would do to another sovereign nation. You go in there and you split up the country so you can better occupy and conquer. It's age old. As old as rocks itself. So here we sit on this Good Friday, on the 6th of April, 2007, dealing with insanity. And I don't know how much longer I can maintain a semblance of sanity myself. I mean, even the glorified, co-feared, overpaid talking heads on the mainstream news medias are even losing it. And I've been told by people that have been in and around Fox that the emails that come in now, that when they say we get emails or they solicit your email comments, what they'll always try to do, if they know it's a hot contentious issue, what they'll always try to do is give you an impression, it's a 50-50 split. You know, 50% are for or 50% are against or whatever. That's not necessarily the case. When they do that, they're misleading you, especially on the issue of illegal aliens inside this country. My source told me that in some cases, it's 85% to 90% pro against getting the illegals out of this country. Not a little 50-50 mix. Oh, yes, here's the debate. Oh, yeah, pretty even sides. And, yeah, we should have a reform with immigration. I keep calling it immigration. No, we're being invaded in this country like we've invaded Iraq. Plain and simple. And without a full-blown war with bullets flying and shells going off and people dropping dead and having deformed babies from depleted uranium, this invasion is being done without weapons. But the end result is the same, to split a country up and divide the people. Age old. You know, today I wasn't going to do any of the bad news today, you know, because I'm up to my eyeballs with the bad news. And this is the 2007th anniversary of the crucifixion of Christ, I was going to do a program that was not like this one, all right? But it got the better of me. The more I listened to this garbage, the more I heard the opinions flying around, the more my ire got raised here. We've got open phones on this Friday, 800-313-9443. They can't control the internet, and they have tried. See, this is where you have people from their own understanding of the universe, okay? Whatever is between their ears, whatever their level of understanding or intelligence quotient, whatever you want to say, human beings, individuals, searching out information, not being spoon-fed along with an opinion to form your opinion and move you in a certain direction. Now, these are people that are surfing the internet getting news, and I'm telling you what, it's starting to hurt Fox and CNN and ABC and NBC and all of these characters, because what is starting to happen through the endeavors of a lot of good people out there, more people are hearing the truth, the unvarnished, unbiased truth for once in their lives, and they're striking back. We'll be right back right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
By the way, the two teenage girls that were killed were down in Virginia Beach, Virginia. And as I stated before, this Mexican citizen was convicted of at least one other drunk driving offense and two public intoxication offenses, which I never understood. How can they get you for public intox? They don't want you driving drunk. So, okay, you're going to walk home. maybe you drank all your money up at the bar and you're forced to walk home. Well, that's another story. But down in Virginia and North Carolina, these people are inundated by illegals down there, and 18 to 20% of the drunk driving offenses down there in North Carolina are committed by Hispanic males, whether they be legal or illegal. Now, I don't know what the demographics and the breakdown of that is, but as I've said on this program before, I can remember when I was a younger man, I got pulled over once. And I had a little bit too much to drink. And the cop asked me, where do you live? And I told him, and he said, well, I'll just follow you home and make sure you're safe. Well, not anymore. It's a zero tolerance policy out there, to the point that you've been seeing the ratcheting down of these limits. Like 0.10 for years was the standard. If you're above that, well, you're drunk. If you're below that, you're impaired. You're still guilty of something. But it's a zero tolerance, and it's going to come a day, ladies and gentlemen, and mark my words on this, that I don't care if you smoked pot a week ago and they give you a little swab test or however they're going to detect cannabis in your system, or if you have, maybe you've just rinsed your mouth out with, scope, and you got in your car and you went down the block and you got pulled over and they give you a little breath test and you blow a 0.10 on a test, that you, with zero tolerance policy, hey, you might be drunk, you're going to jail. It's mass hysteria. And I don't care, in any society, you can pass all the laws that you want to. Passing laws does not make a civil society. A civil society conduct themselves from the inside out, not from the outside in. So with all the people out there that want laws to protect everybody against everything, you know what? Being alive and being a human being on planet Earth has its inherent risk. If you make it out of your mother's womb, she brings you to full term. She births you. From that moment on until however long you live and by whatever means you die, whether it be natural causes, old age, disease, a gunshot, a car accident, slipping in your shower and cracking your head on the faucet, one way or another, I can guarantee you one thing, you're not going to make it out of this life alive. You're going to die. But we have this concerted effort of people that want to protect the children, that want to protect this. They want to make everybody safe. Then what they'll constantly do is constantly pound fear into you day after day after day until you are just throwing up your hands and saying, please, I've been conditioned. They don't know it. But please do something. Oh, my gosh, isn't this terrible? It's getting to the point, folks, that people are starting to lose their tempers. They're becoming fed up. And the ironic thing about this is people are feeling pressure in their lives, and many people can't identify where it's coming from. And they're striking out. What a perfect time to pass hate crime laws, huh? Well, you're agitated, you're verbally lashing out or whatever. Well, that's a crime. You want to demonstrate or scream at your government? That's a crime. You need free speech zone. You yell an epithet at somebody because they happen to be of a certain ethnicity. And in your rage and your anger, your civility and humanity, that thin veneer gets scratched, and the animal that's in all of us comes creeping out, however temporary, however fast you put it in abeyance. You're going to be a criminal. You are going to be committing a crime. I can feel daily pressure building within myself, and I have a responsibility. I have a certain decorum and professionalism on this broadcast that I really do try to keep under wraps and control. I really do. Sometimes it does not work out that way. Sometimes I lash out myself. Sometimes in just abject frustration, I will lash out. But dealing with subject matter that we've been dealing with, and I've had the picture shown to me, the full picture, years ago, and I'm watching all the pieces of the agenda of this puzzle, one by one, go into place. And it's becoming harder and harder to maintain civility, professionalism, and humanity, and goodwill. Sometimes I just can't control it. Now, some people will call up and tell me, you know, that's fine. It's all right if you vent. Well, you know what? Children throw fits of anger because they don't know how to deal with it. They don't have the cognitive response. They have not matured enough to control their emotions and their anger. That's why you watch the children just do hissy fits, jumping up and down and screaming. They've lost control. They don't know how to maintain their control. throughout the years, you build a maturity and self-control mechanisms that don't make you look like a child. It is becoming harder for a lot of people to maintain civility, and this is how it's supposed to be, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you've heard the stories of, well, too many rats in a confined space and they start killing each other. Yeah, it's true. But what if you don't feel that you're confined? You don't have bars on your windows and somebody holding you hostage, or you're in a jail cell someplace, or everything looks normal. It looked like it did last week or the last year or the last decade. But yet you feel yourself being cornered and trapped. And the problem with this is that the majority of the people, again, I will say, cannot identify where their pressures are coming from, and they don't have the ability to deal with it, to identify with it, to cognitively and logically think about it. They just are feeling this pressure. As I heard today, you know, it's kind of like a balloon. You know, these little long balloons that the little clowns make the little animal figures out of. Well, you press down on one point, it pops out at another. That's what people are experiencing right now. They're feeling the pressure, and something's going to pop. Something's going to give someplace. Let's go to the phones here. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
Good afternoon, John. Thank you for providing us with an excellent program, and with excellent programming today, as usual. I want to chime in on the illegal alien invasion foreign national sellout scheme routine. This week I had the opportunity to work on a construction site. I hadn't worked on a construction site in several years. Of course, driving around Austin making deliveries, I see what's going on the construction sites, and they're dominated by brown-skinned males who I'm willing to bet mostly all predominantly speak Spanish. Anyway, this construction site was at a public school. They're building an addition. Someone I know, who's actually an illegal alien, told me about the position, and he's a contractor, but he was working as an employee of this contractor at the site. And I was working as an employee, as his assistant. And he speaks good enough English to, he spoke English to me the whole day. But also he listened to the radio, and I got a chance to listen to Spanish radio. Not only do they say things about, quote, gringos and gringas, the derogatory terms for white men and white women, but they also talk. See, I speak Spanish, so I understand certain dialects and stuff, and they also talk as if they are gringos or gringas speaking Spanish with their American accents. That's what they do mainly, so I got my ear full of that. But beyond that, it wasn't really a Spanish thing that irritated me and made me walk off the site. It was when the man I was assisting, who is a foreign national here illegally, who told me about this position, he told me about, he was worried about my posture, see, because for a second I was sitting on a 5-gallon bucket, and he told me that the supervisors, if they saw me sitting on that bucket in the work area, that they would gripe at me. And, of course, you know, 100 things just flashed through my mind, and, of course, this is one that, see, that you know me, I'm to the right of center, like you, John, the paleo right, that is. But everyone should understand rights in the workplace, right, left. It transcends paradigms and left or right, conservative or liberal. Everyone wants your standard American style rights in the workplace, you know, where you don't have people coming around and telling you, you know, you can't, you know, sit down for 5 seconds when you're standing on concrete all day or something, or, you know, you can only sit down on your lunch break or whatever. And the deal is, it's so hard for us to even separate ourselves from industry that employ foreign nationals for lower wages than right. they would pay Americans.
And Dylan, and what I've heard today, and again regurgitated on the talking heads on their propaganda channels, is that, well, you know, we invited these people in. You know, they're mowing our lawns. They're doing the work that Americans don't want to do. What did we do before we had all this cheap illegal labor around? People paid, or they did it themselves. You went out and mowed your own grass, or you did a construction project yourself, or whatever the case may be. I was just driving through Round Rock here, and I see subcontractors out here, and I know damn right well they're illegal. And the city of Round Rock, Texas, is hiring these companies. Now, the contractor himself may or may not be illegal. I do not know that. But I know that the workers that they have working at that construction firm, subcontracting off of the city to do the work, I know they are illegals. And I know that there's people out of work, construction workers, that they would love to be doing these jobs because they used to pay well. That was the difference. Everybody's claiming the squeeze on the buck, and we've got to do the most we can for the least. This is how it is happening inside the United States. This is what Ross Perot said back in 1992. This is what our politicians said, but people didn't understand it when they heard it. They said, well, we're going to level the playing field between both of our countries. It's going to be great. Only if you like living like a slave in ghettos is it great. We had the highest standard of living on any place on planet Earth. Any place.
That's right. That's right. The gentleman I was assisting, the foreign national illegal alien whom I was assisting on the construction site, was making in the mid-teen, $15, $16 per hour, where as a journeyman, he should have been making well over $25 an hour for what he was doing, probably more like $35 an hour with the value of the dollar now. Upwards of 35, and what foreign national illegal aliens represent to America is the opportunity to turn themselves into a label consumer. It's like the products on the shelves at Walmart.
I know where you're going. Yeah,
they see. Yeah. Oh well, we can get those Chinese made goods for less, and they. Oh, we can get those services. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, come mow my yard. Mm-hmm. And it's really boiled down. To, for me, I just, man, any chance to promote my English-speaking American brothers, and I don't care what race they are, you know, and 25%, I'm probably not exaggerating, 25%, it seems to me, of the population of Central Texas right now is a illegal foreign national Spanish-speaking. And...
I don't know exactly what the numbers are, but they are high, and they're getting higher all the time.
And just one other thing I want to point out is that we don't need national forces. I think the National Guard is a great idea to have on the border. Certain other countries, their border guard are called National Guard, translated. And I would love to have the National Guard down the border right now, or just beef up the Border Patrol and let them really do their job and not throw them in jail. But also... I know enough people that we would have lines of men down there all along the Texas, Arizona, New Mexico border down there. I know we'd have the Texas border totally covered and clear, not even acting as militia, but acting as posse under the guidance of county sheriffs. If the county sheriffs were allowed to operate as they should, without their lives being threatened.
Right.
And I've looked at various news articles. I haven't talked to the county sheriffs down there, but I've looked at various news articles when county sheriffs issued warnings, like in Jim Hogg County. County sheriff issues warnings back in 92, 93 of foreign troops seen armed in his county. And Jim Hogg County is not on the border. It's inland, one county from the border. And then just a few days later, he's coming out saying, oh, no, we're against these, he called them militias, but he was actually talking about the private security volunteer forces on private property and people protecting their own private property.
The pressure was put on them to shut up.
Uh-huh. And see, the militias operating as posses under the guidance of county sheriffs is how it should work. And there would be volunteers like myself and a few brothers I know here in Central Texas would be down on the border, and many of our family and friends here at home in Central Texas would be sending us food and rations and what we needed, film for our cameras. And see, that's mainly what we'd be shooting, cameras. That's what we like to shoot, cameras.
See, and the problem here, and by the way, on the county sheriff's deal, they have been severely underfunded by the state going back years. The county sheriffs are going to disappear, and what you're going to have is appointed bureaucrats that are going to do public policy, not constitutional stuff, mind you. They're going to be doing the policy work by the bureaucrats that are mandating policy outside the constraints of the Constitution. Dylan, I appreciate your call, my friend. I hear your passion, and I understand exactly what you're saying. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Let me take another call here, and into next hour, I want to tell you folks something about, and it's been said that, I have a gentleman that always calls into this program talking about, y'all keep talking about the problem, but where is the solutions? All right. Next hour, I'm going to tell you about it. It's the Truckers Truck Out Boycott coming up, and we're in full support of this. You can see the banner on republicbroadcasting.org, and I will read you some more information about this and give you the website that just went up today. But let me take first Chad in Minnesota. Thanks for holding, Chad.
Hi. I just have a quick point to make.
Yes, sir.
And there's a pretty serious problem with illegal immigration and everything. But what about when they have anchor babies?
Yeah.
And we get rid of the illegals, but the anchor babies are still here. Won't that still create an underclass in America?
It certainly will. And the question is what do you then do? If the law reads that whoever is in this country and whatever their status is, and you birth a baby here, that person, as long as they're born on American soil, is automatically American. So then what do you do with the parents? Grant them amnesty? Or do you tell the parents, hey, we're sorry, take your baby and go home?
Right.
It is a problem. And here the problem is that the problem is getting worse. There's no solutions coming across here. And the problems are already getting blown out of proportion to an unbelievable and almost unmanageable degree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm of the opinion that if we seal the border right now, and they keep playing politics with this little thing, and the talking heads keep doing their debates on the mainstream channels, that this problem is only going to grow worse and worse. The first thing we've got to do is seal the border. Second thing we've got to do is round up the illegals and invite them to leave. And I just don't mean just say, hey, why don't you go back home? No, I don't care if we got to put them on buses. I don't care what we got to do, but get them back across the border. Now, of course, this is going to cause problems with the Mexican government, but I don't really, frankly, care because our problem is between governments first and foremost. If we had serious dialogue with the Mexican government and said, look, you better put people on your own border to stop your people from coming over here, or we're going to have to do it. And if we have to do it, you're not going to like the consequence. We're going to round these people back up and we're going to ship them back down there. What is Mexico going to do with 30 to 40 million people coming back across their borders with their already strained resources down there right now? They're not going to like it. So the problem, every day that this goes on, the problems are getting worse and the solutions are going to be harder to come by.
Yes. Well, they have quite an attitude. I know an illegal got shot by a border agent the other week, and they demanded the U.S. to do an investigation of this. It should be the other way around. It should be the U.S. demanding them to investigate their own problems with them coming over here.
I understand, and somebody had told me about a DVD that's been circulating that has full approval, if not produced by the Mexican government itself, telling their countrymen how to get over into this country and what to do once you get here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when you have that kind of complicity with a crime, and I'm not going to debate, well, the first time you cross, it's a misdemeanor, and you get arrested so many times, it's then a felony. It's still illegal. It's still against the law. It's still hurting this country. And something has to be done about it, and now. Next hour, I'm going to tell you about what some people are doing to try to start up, and I believe this is well on its way, for a national capital U-circled, bumper-to-bumper, three-truck wide. They're rounding up the wagons, and they're circling Washington, D.C. We'll tell you more about it. The website just came up today. Chad, thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll take the break here. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up right after this. Stay tuned, folks. We ain't done on this Good Friday. Like I said, I was going to do a different program today, but it didn't turn out that way. We'll see you on the flip side here about a minute and a half.
It's true.